Time now to go to Sunday school with the professor.
Will you?
Giants third base coach Ron Wotus with Marty Lorin.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
On your home of Giants baseball.
Good answer. Like the way you think.
KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Brought to you by River Islands, one of the country's top-selling master plan communities just across the Altamont in Lathrop. Where else can you live on a lake, next door to a park, or walking distance to your kid's new school? With 10 new neighborhoods, River Islands is the one place you can't afford to miss.
All right, we go to Coors Field and bring in the professor, Ron Wotus. Well, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. Boy, I'll tell you something. You know, you watch enough baseball, and look, you've been doing it your whole life, and you see a game like last night. It's got so many twists and turns. What do you think of last night's game? Where were you on that one?
Well, I really like the result. That's the first thing I'll say.
Yeah, really?
And it reminded me a little bit of torture, you know, the way we used to play. It was always a nail biter. There was a lot of traffic on the bases. There's no questions about that. And for the most part, we were able to make the pitches and make the plays and get the runs in that we needed to come out on top. But long game, Coors Field game, no question about that. You know, you typically have a lot of games like that one here. And those guys over there are swinging the bat pretty good. And they got a pretty dangerous lineup. I mean, they have four or five guys in there that you make a mistake, it's a home run. So it's a tough team to play in this environment here, of course.
You know, it's funny. And, you know, I was talking on the show today a little bit about last night with Buddy Black. And, of course, you know, managers are always looking for the matchup. And he saw the famous Zach Green coming up and pulled his pitcher. And put in a new pitcher for Zach Green, and then you guys put panic in, and the game took off after that. A little bit of, I thought, maybe a little overmanaging. You know, McGee was pitching well, and Zach Green's a new guy.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that was a big move for us, and we've done that many times here where you throw a guy out, and, you know, I think in Boach's mind and in Buddy Black's mind, if you sit back and you look at the two managers, you know, McGee, that was his second inning of work.
Right.
And he's typically not a multiple inning guy, and he already had some pitches under his belt. And Buddy's plan was, you know, to have McGee get the lefty. And as soon as the righty came in, I think it made his decision easier to go get the righty in the pen because we had Slater on deck.
Mm.
So he wasn't going to continue with McGee, even if we did pinch hit Joe Panic or go to the lefty. I think McGee had reached, his workload where he wanted him to be, being more of a one-inning left-hander. So I believe that's why he made the move. And fortunately for us, the other kid came in and was not as good as McGee, to your point, and we were able to score some runs.
Well, great explanation by the professor. Very good. Very good. That's why we got to ask the questions. Very good. I like that. Well, the defense, Scooter Gennett, you're dealing with a new man now. And, you know, I know that Colorado infield is tough. Last night he made a throw that was way off the plate and didn't turn a double play the night before. What do you see with Gennett right now?
Well, look, we're happy to have him. He's a grinder. He's definitely an offensive second baseman. He's put up big numbers over his career, and that's his strength. He's worked hard, become a good defender out there, and you know, that's the player he is. And he brings a lot of guts and grime to the team, and I think he'll fit in fine. You know, that throw yesterday was kind of ill-advised. I haven't spoke to him about it yet, but you know, they were holding up at third base. He could have just held the ball. So I'm not quite sure, you know, why he did throw it, and he threw it wide, and you got to tip your hat to Arenado down there at third base. As soon as he saw the throw off the mark at home plate, he decided to take a chance to go ahead and score, and he did.
Boy, Arenado's interesting. I was thinking about this about you the other day. Who's the most talkative third baseman that, you know, because you're there, you're a chatty guy. Who do you talk up the most?
Well, usually it's the guys in your division, you know. I mean, you know, we see them so much, so you have a little bit of a relationship with them. So it's the guys in your division. Look, all the third basemen. Arenado, you know, he's chatty. Justin Turner in L.A. I would say they're two of the most. I would say Chris Bryant in Chicago is one of the least chatty guys. You got to really prod and pull him over to try to get any kind of conversation out of him. But, yeah, I would say those two guys that I mentioned, the Colorado's third baseman and Justin Turner.
What do you talk about?
Well, it depends. You know, a little this, a little that. Ask how they're doing. Sometimes you try to get some intel on their guys if somebody's hurt or you're not sure why something's happening on the other side. So it's mostly friendly conversation, but there's a lot of baseball behind it at times just to gather some information that you want to have. It might help you win a game and just to find out about some players on the field in case you're ever interested in trades or whatever. So it's always nice to talk to the opposition.
Boy, interesting time of year for the Giants. Still very much in the wild card. And I said this earlier in the show, Will, that, you know, you've kind of by July, you know sort of who your team is. I'm not sure yet who the Giants are. You know that?
Well, we made some changes. And anytime you make changes, there's going to be a little settling in period, possibly. We have some young pitchers up there that, you know, haven't been battle tested. So you want to see them, you know, in this environment, in the big leagues, facing different hitters with 40,000 people in the stands and in a pennant race. So, you know, it's hard to predict. You know, guys can have stuff. They can have numbers in AAA, but until they come into this environment and face the quality of player they have to face now, things are a little bit different. So you do feel your way a little bit. You know, we take heed to the reports and what they can do, and you go from there. So you're right. We have some different personnel right now, and we keep trying to improve the club.
Yeah, and you keep winning. You know, you win those one-run games, the close games, and it's based a lot on the bullpen. I just want to mention Will Smith a little bit. You know, I was thinking about him last night, and I'm trying to think of pitchers that he reminds me of as closers. Because usually a closer comes in, he's, you know, he's got throwing 97, 98, he's got a split, he's got something. And this guy relies on breaking stuff, and the stuff is terrific. And compare him to anybody, and what's it like when Smith comes in?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I'm at a loss right now to find a good comparison to him on what he's doing.
I was thinking of Sparky Lyle. Remember Sparky Lyle?
Yeah, you know what? But I didn't see him pitch all that much. You know, I mean, being a National League guy and a Red Sox fan growing up, I didn't watch Sparky all that much. I guess I should have seen him against the Red Sox, but, you know, I was a little younger at the time and was doing my thing. But, you know, he's a different animal as a closer. And, you know, what a fantastic job. I just mentioned earlier about the lineup they had. He had to go through the meat of the order in a one-run game in this ballpark. When you're talking about Arenado and Story and Daniel Murphy's no slouch. I mean, these guys are hitters, and he executed fantastically. Perfect location on his off-speed pitches, and he got the job done.
Yeah, I thought it was the most impressive inning of the year because you in that environment with that air to throw the pitches he's got to throw – I thought it was fantastic. I really did.
Well, you're right. We all know that the breaking stuff isn't as crisp in this altitude and obviously how the ball carries here in Colorado. So it's not an easy task for him. But, you know, he's such a competitor. He has such a good feel and reader of the swing. He's got a great feel for what he's doing. And he reminds me a little bit in that regard of Levon Hernandez, if we can go way back. You know, didn't have overpowering stuff when he pitched for us, but had one of the best feels for pitching, changing speeds. You know, if a guy's out in front of one of his sliders, he'd throw the next one a little bit slower and just to keep more off balance. And Will Smith does a lot of that, and that's why he's so successful.
Well, that's a great comparison. That's a good one, Levon Hernandez. I was thinking a little bit maybe Jesse Orozco relied on that slider. So for Smith, that was one heck of an inning for him. Well, looking at little Mike Yastrzemski, I keep saying, can he do it again? Can he do it again? And he's out there every day.
Yeah, you know what? He's a professional. I mean, he's got an opportunity. He's taken advantage of it. But he's played 7 or 8 years in the minor leagues. Usually when you've been in the minor leagues that long, you know who you are as a player. And so my point is he's been ready for this moment, and he's got enough ability. He's got a nice swing. plays a tremendous outfield. You know, he gets the most out of his ability, and so he's lived a little bit, as you'd like to say, and he knows what he's doing, and he grinds it out. So what a great addition for us, and I love seeing his name in the lineup.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing, and I said it today on the show, Slater. Look, he's never going to be a right-handed pull hitter, in my opinion, for whatever that's worth. I say just let the guy hit because somehow he hits.
Yeah, he puts the bat on the ball. I know everybody wants him to pull the ball more, but, you know, there's some value in a guy that can hit the ball the other way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's his swing. That's where he's at. Now, you know, as players mature and they get better, you know, a lot of times the last thing you learn how to do is pull the ball, you know, and pull the ball for power. So we hope that we can chip away and get better at that. But you don't want a guy to lose his strength, and his strength is definitely hitting the ball the other way.
Yeah, yeah, and it's good. And, you know, defensively made a couple of nice plays in the outfield.
Yeah, he's coming around, huh? He made some nice plays yesterday up against the wall. Yeah, he's got good speed.
Yeah.
He really does. He's got good speed out there, and he's got a good throwing arm. So he has all the tools to be a very good outfielder, and I think it's just a matter of getting, you know, more games under his belt and continue to get better.
Duggar's catch, we'll sort of wrap it up with that. Then I want to talk to you about Don Johns and River Islands because that ballpark is getting tremendous publicity. But how about Duggar's catch?
Yeah, save the game. You know, I think that was definitely the play of the game. You know, robbing that home run, that's two runs right there. And, you know, it's nice to have him back and his speed out there. I know we had a little bit of a miscommunication on the ball. Again, you know, players coming up, and Yaz and Duggar haven't played too much alongside each other, and they had a little miscue on the communication earlier in the game. But he definitely made up for it with robbing the two-run home run in center field. He did it perfectly. He got back to the wall, knew where the wall was, and got up above the wall and didn't jump into the wall to make a great catch.
That's a good point. So he just jumped above the wall to make the play.
Yeah, you know, sometimes guys, if they don't know where the wall is, and this ball was high enough where you can get a feel for it, you know, they get back near the wall and they jump backwards towards the wall, and all of a sudden they hit it. So you want to get back to the wall and jump straight up above it if you can, so you don't you know, hit your shoulder, your glove into the wall as you're going up. And he had time to, you know, get in good position and to do all that.
Well, and but in contrast to Pilar, who sort of went the other way and his glove went over the wall.
Yeah, you know, you know, he's another guy that loves to climb the wall, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's diving all over. I could see why he has the nickname Superman. I mean, we've had him here for, you know, just over half a year, and he's all over the field, whether he's climbing the wall or he's diving to his left or diving straight in. I really like having him and his energy. You know, he brings it every day, and that rubs off on everybody.
Yeah, I like it. I like Vogt. I like him. I like Yastrzemski. I like guys with that type of energy. I think it's been good. So, hey, you're still in there. You got a big game today, and then it's home for a real homestand. But let's talk River Islands for just a second. There's a big article in the paper. All these amateur teams, NorCal teams, top 100 prospect teams, they're all coming into River Islands, and the ballpark is absolutely terrific. When you and I were out there, it was just under construction, but Don Johns has made a showplace out of it.
Well, that was the whole idea, you know, when they were putting this community together and the developer was building the homes and he wanted the lakes and the school and the restaurant and the soccer and the baseball. You know, this community was built around this baseball stadium a little bit because there's such a need for it. And, you know, Don Johns working with the Danville and Hoots and winning all those championships, he's been involved in youth baseball his whole adult life, it seems like. I mean, forever, and has had such success. He knows that business better than anybody, and he pretty much nailed it by building this facility that's, you know, close enough to the Bay Area and very accessible for a lot of these youth teams to hold tournaments and different things like that. So it's great to see that in its first year it's doing as well as they expected.
Yeah, big article in the paper. I think Matt Schwab did. I think it was the Vallejo paper about the showplace it's turned into and how many people are coming out to watch it. And it's jam-packed every weekend. So I'm glad it worked out. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
All right, well, here you go. Tyler Beede and Freeland, as I say, get ready for some running. You're going to have a busy day today.
Well, it's hot. It's about 95 here. Right. You know, we have the light air. The ball carries better in the day than it does at night. So you would anticipate a lot of runs. But, Marty, we've been doing this a long time.
I know.
Watched a lot of games. You never know. Is there any chance it'll be a 1-0 game?
Why not?
Why not? Probably not, huh?
probably not. But it's something, I'll tell you, that big infield, the big outfield, it's like playing baseball on the moon. It's just so different. There's nothing like it.
It really is.
Right?
Nothing like it. You're exactly right.
I don't know how you get ready for it either. All right, well, take care today, and you're going to be doing a lot of waving. We'll be watching you today, Will. But I appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you this week. You got Washington, Philly, and the A's. So each series now becomes a little bit more important.
No doubt about it. We're looking forward to getting home after today. We got a nice long homestand, and a little home cooking will be just what we need after this long road trip.
All right. Thanks, Will. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right, Marty. You got it.
All right. That is Ron Wotus, the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. Much more coming up. We'll be back right after this.